A newly revamped National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number launches on July 16th. The number, 988, aims to make it easier for people in crisis to connect with trained counselors. A vast majority of calls will be resolved over the phone, but there will be people who need in-person help. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports on how crisis services are often few and far between, but one solution might help fill this gap.
The first piece of this rollout is a place to call. So when people are having a mental health crisis, they can call 988 for immediate support. Next is someone to respond, which might look like mobile crisis teams. Finally, the third piece of this is a place to go. In other words, if someone is having a mental health crisis and needs in-person intervention, where will that be? In a lot of the U.S., that's in emergency departments or even jail. But throughout Illinois, there's nearly two dozen facilities called living rooms. One of these is Unity Point Health's Unity Place in Peoria, Illinois.
And within the room, there's kind of a home atmosphere. We've got recliners, large-scale TV, a Wii, a kind of a kitchen area that we have snacks and that kind of thing for guests that come in, a couple tables.
Christina Gerlach is the crisis services manager. She says these living rooms are meant to be a comfortable, welcoming place for people during a mental health crisis. People can just walk in, no doctor's note or payment needed. The ER is not an ideal place to receive mental health care. They're loud, sometimes chaotic. Staff don't always have mental health training. These living rooms are designed as an alternative, where people having suicidal or homicidal thoughts, panic attacks, severe depression, or struggling with substance use can easily find help. Living rooms are usually grant-funded, and Gerlach says they're primarily staffed with peer recovery counselors. This requires about a year of training and personal experience with mental health struggles or addiction.
We have absolutely had clients come in here who were definitely struggling and who came here and have said, this saved my life coming here and having this to be able to talk to somebody.
Earlier this year, 19-year-old Benjamin Kowalczyk had never heard of a living room. After a bad breakup, he says everything felt like it was crumbling around him.
And I had fallen into a bad depression state. You know, at that point, I realized, like, I need to get back into therapy and I need to do something about my mental health because it's declining very quickly.
Worried it would take too long to see his old therapist, Kowalczyk's mom was told about Threshold's Forever Hope, a living room in Chicago. So they went, spent about 30 minutes connecting with one of their counselors. In their follow-up meetings, they helped him find a therapist and psychiatrist.
And it was just such an enlightening experience going there for the first time. It made me feel like I actually had somewhere safe to go.
Now Kowalczyk says he's doing a lot better. Matthew Tassinari oversees the counselors at this same living room.
There's no better feeling for me to have someone come in and they're at the worst, you know, moment in their life. Sometimes they're in distress, they're crying. To have them leave with a smile on their face, to know that they have a safe place to come back to, it's truly amazing.
One of the downsides of living rooms in Illinois is they aren't open 24/7. But the benefit of these facilities is promising, even though the research on them is limited. In one small study, researchers found of the more than 200 visits to one living room outside Chicago, 93% of visitors didn't need further care at an ER, which saves money for both healthcare providers and patients. Michelle Haland, an associate professor at Rush University in Chicago, led this study.
They said that 80% said the most helpful thing was the ability to talk through the situation and problem solve. 67% said the coping skills they worked on was most helpful.
There are at least a dozen states that have similar models, including Arizona, Tennessee, and Colorado. In Illinois, leaders of living rooms aren't sure if the 988 rollout will mean a sudden influx of visitors, especially since it may take time for people to become familiar with the 988 hotline. In the meantime, they say they're carefully watching for any upticks. I'm Carter Barrett for Side Effects Public Media.
Starting July 16th, you can reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988. Until then, the number is 1-800-273-TALK, or you can text HOME to 741-741. This story is part of the Carter Center's Mental Health Parity Collaborative, produced in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity.